This week's Divrei Torah are being learned L'Zeicha Nishmas Avi Mori, Rabbi Yitzchak Moshe David Ben Rav Baruch, and L'Zeicha Nishmas Imi Morosi, Malka Bas Rabbi Yehoshua, and also L'Zeicha Nishmas Rabbi Shua Aryeh Ben Rabbi Socha Beresh. In this week's Parsha, Yaakov benches Ephraim and Menashe, saying, Yisimcha Elokim ke'Ephraim v'ch'Menashe. Ephraim and Menashe should be so blessed that people will bless others by saying they should be like Ephraim and Menashe. When one benches his children, he will bench them saying that they should be like Ephraim and Menashe. Which leads to the question, out of all our ancestors, Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, the Shvatim, why do we specifically bench our children to be like Ephraim and Menashe? Why Ephraim and Menashe? Some Mefarshim learn that Ephraim and Menashe grew up in Mitzrayim, in a Makom Tuma, in Golus, but still were able to tune out everything around them and flourish in their Yiddishkeit, even in the Makom Tuma in Mitzrayim. We who are also in Golus, surrounded by Tuma, bench our children that they too should be able to reach that level in Golus and flourish in their Yiddishkeit, just like Ephraim and Menashe in Mitzrayim. The Migdash Mordechai and others answer differently. Since the beginning of time, there has always been sibling rivalry. Cain killed Hevel, Yishmael and Yitzchak, Yaakov and Esav, Yosef and the Shvatim. On the other hand, Yaakov gave the bracha to the younger Ephraim to be greater than the older Menashe, which certainly would have been grounds for fighting and jealousy. Yet we find no rivalry, we find no quarreling between Menashe and Ephraim. That is why when Shabbos arrives and a Jewish home permeates with peace and tranquility, we bench our children that they should go in the ways of Ephraim and Menashe, who always had shalom between them. The second Dvar Torah for this week is that at the end of the Parsha, the brothers said to Yosef, Ono sono pesha achecho v'chatosom ki ro'o gimalucha. Please forgive the sins of your brothers who treated you harshly. V'yatosono lepesha avdei elekei avicho. And now please forgive the sins of the servants of the God of your father. And the puzzle continues, Vayef Yosef bedabro melov, and Yosef cried as they spoke to him. Yosef goes on to reassure the brothers that he will not harm them and everything is okay. Rabbeinu Bechaya famously says that although Yosef calmed down his brothers, he still never explicitly said that he actually forgave them for their actions. And as a result of this, the Shvatim passed away, still responsible for this unforgiven sin, Mechiras Yosef, which their descendants will later be punished for through the Asara Harugei Malchus, the 10 great Chachamim who were torturously killed by the Romans. And some learn that this is the source of the custom, that when one asks forgiveness from someone he did something wrong to, he should insist that they actually say, I forgive you. Unlike Yosef, who did not explicitly say that he forgave his brothers. Rav Yashro brings a riot to Rabbeinu Bechaye from the Gemara in Yuma Daf Pei Zayin Omed Aleph. There the Gemara says that if one hurt or insulted his friend, he is only required to attempt to appease the one he insulted up to 3 times. He only has to try to ask Mechila and gain forgiveness 3 times, 3 attempts. And the Gemara learns this from the words that the brothers said to Yosef, Ono, please, sono pesha, please forgive the sin. Viato sono lepesha, and now please forgive the sin. Since the brothers said 3 times a lashon of bakasha, ono, sono, and again sono, we derive that one only has to ask forgiveness 3 times, and after that, he has fulfilled his obligation to ask forgiveness and need not do any more. Rabbi Yashub explains that if Yosef actually forgave his brothers after their 3rd attempt, what proof would the Gemara have that if someone is not forgiven, he fulfilled his obligation after 3 times? If over there, Yosef was Michael the brothers, and that's why they stopped asking after the 3rd time. It therefore must be that the Gemara also understands, as we said from Rabbeinu Bechaye, that Yosef never explicitly forgave his brothers. And from the fact that they did not pursue the matter further and only said 3 lashonis of bakasha, we can derive that one is only obligated to make 3 attempts at forgiveness. Says Rav Eliashuv, so it is clear from the Gemara there too that Yosef never formally forgave his brothers for Mechiras Yosef. The Gemara in Yuma Daf Pei Zayin is a raya to Rabbeinu Bechaye.